Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Daily Bread. I'm Joseph Lee, and we're continuing our study in the book called 28 Days to Powerful Prayer, written by Dr. Dave Early. Today's lesson is called Prayer That Sparks War in the Heavens. Today is day 22, and let's get started. What do you think happens in the heavens when we pray on earth? Do angels play a role in prayer? The answers to these questions are found in Daniel 10. Daniel's 21 days of prayer and fasting. Daniel was an outstanding Jewish teenager the Babylonians abducted and took to serve in the king's administration. His wisdom, outstanding character, and God-given ability to interpret dreams caused him to rise to the status of prime minister. Daniel was also a devoted follower and prophet of the Most High God. Because of his dual role, Daniel was highly interested in both the political future of the Jews and the nation of Babylon. He felt very burdened to begin to fast and to pray for answers. At that time, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. I ate no choice food, no meat, or wine touched my lips, and I used no lotions at all until the 3 weeks were over. Daniel 10, verses 2 through 3. Daniel fasted and prayed for 3 weeks. His fast was accomplished through the season of Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. His was not the typical fast of abstaining from all food, but not water. It was a 21-day modified fast, possibly because of his age, as he was in his mid-80s at the time. During this fast, he probably ate only fruits and vegetables, just as he did in the fast described in Daniel 1. Many people call this form of modified fasting the Daniel fast. Though Daniel fasted and prayed, nothing happened for 3 weeks. But after those 21 days of silence from God, something finally happened, something really big. A fearsome heavenly warrior appeared, Daniel 10, verses 4 through 9. This astounding person was no ordinary man. He was an angel, probably Gabriel. See Daniel 8, verses 16 and Daniel 9, verse 21. His appearance scared Daniel's servants so badly that they fled. Even though Daniel had seen angels before, the appearance of this one paralyzed him. Then the angel spoke. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I'm about to speak to you and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. Daniel chapter 10, verses 10 and 11. What a relief. When the angel spoke to Daniel, he gave him a wonderful compliment. You who are highly esteemed. God loves all of us, but this was something beyond that. The angel declared that God highly esteemed Daniel. What does it take to be someone God highly esteems or treasures? I think the answer is simple. Be someone who esteems and treasures God very highly. Daniel certainly fit that description. Then the angel told Daniel that God had heard his prayers and that he had come to Daniel in response. Then he continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them." Daniel 10, verse 12. Do not be afraid. In the Bible, almost every time a human encounters an angel, the angel says, "Do not be afraid." Why? The Bible contains more than 300 direct references to angels, and never are they described as beautiful young women or cute little babies with bows and arrows. Angels are huge, powerful, strong, supernatural, fear-inducing warriors. Since the first day, from the very first day Daniel began to fast and pray, God had said and sent the angel in response. That is so encouraging because it shows us that God loves us and hears our prayers from the moment we begin to pray. Your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. It is also encouraging that the angel said he came in response to Daniel's prayers. His prayers caused an answer to be sent and an angel to fly. But if God heard and answered right away, what did it take 3 weeks before Daniel got an answer? Keep listening. The Prince of the Persian Kingdom. The Bible tells us something very interesting about the reason for the delay in God's answer to Daniel, despite the prophet's persistent prayers. See Daniel 10, verses 13 through 14, it reads, "But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come." But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. This delay to Daniel's answer was unusual for him. In Daniel 9, verses 20 through 21, the angel Gabriel came even as Daniel was praying the first day. Why was Daniel's answer delayed this time? The angel explained to Daniel that opposition had come from the prince of Persia. This prince had the power to prevent the angel from getting through to deliver the answer to Daniel's prayer. Who was the prince of Persia? How could he stop an angel as formidable as the one who visited Daniel? Clearly, this was no human prince. No man has ever lived is capable of stopping an angel of God. Rather, the angel was referring to a specific rank of a fallen angel or high-ranking demon called a principality. Angels and demons are military beings who engage in spiritual warfare over the souls of men. Paul mentions some of the ranks of the demons in his letter to the Ephesians. Let's look at that verse in Ephesians 6, verses 11 and 12. It says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. While we do not wrestle with against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." The prince of Persia wasn't a mere human prince, but a high-ranking demon principality that had the authority over the nation of Persia, where Daniel lived. I believe the resistance from the demon prince of Persia was not the work of one demon, but that demon and his entire demonic army. "Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia." When the prince of Persia and his forces delayed the angel, God sent another angel, Michael, the archangel. Michael probably had his own army of angel warriors. They were able to break through the Persian defenses. Gabriel was then able to deliver the answer to Daniel. The answer was a great prophetic vision. See Daniel 11 and 12, chapters 11 and 12. Prayer lessons from Daniel. As we listen to this story, we learn 5 important, instructive, and encouraging truths about prayer. Number 1, when we pray, God often sends answers right away. When answers are slow to arrive, I sometimes wonder if God has heard me or if he is not responding to my desperate pleas for some specific reason. I am encouraged to pray when I remember that from the very moment Daniel began to fast and pray, God heard and later sent an answer. Number 2, prayer can spark spiritual warfare. When you pray, you may be doing more than getting a load off your chest. You could be causing angels and demons to fly, spiritual armies to fight, and war to break out in the heavens. When I get to heaven, I hope to see the video of the spiritual battle that was kicked up over Persia because of Daniel's prayer. Number 3, spiritual warfare may hinder answered prayer. Why sometimes does seemingly nothing happen when we pray? According to Daniel 10, it could be because of spiritual warfare. Maybe God has already sent an angel with your answer, but the enemy responded by sending demon interference to oppose the angel and keep the answer from breaking through. That is yet another reason to persevere in prayer. Number 4, persistence in prayer and fasting aids answered prayer. Daniel persevered in praying and fasting for 21 days before his answer arrived. He never gave up, but instead prayed until something happened. I wonder what would have happened had Daniel stopped praying before the answer came. Would God have sent Michael to help? Would the angel with the answer have been able to get through? Number 5, fasting may be a significant aid in answered prayer. We will discuss fasting more in day 26, but for now we need to understand that an incredible set of events occurred when Daniel humbled himself through fasting. See Daniel 10, verse 12. Your 28 days to powerful prayer. Amazing things happen when we pray. Answers to prayers may be sent and spiritual warfare may be going on. Angels get involved, with good angels aiding the delivery of the answers to prayer and evil angels or demons hindering answers to prayer. Have you ever felt God impressing you to pray for something, but the answer did not come even after many days of asking? If so, it may be that the answer was being held up because of spiritual warfare. Keep on praying. If need be, add fasting. In God's time, your answer will break through. Here are 3 questions for you to consider and reflect on. Number 1, what did you learn from the story of Daniel? Number 2, how does studying this story make you feel and why? And number 3, what in this story encouraged your prayer life? Friends, join me in prayer, please. Abba, Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we just love you and we praise you and we thank you for all that you have done for us. I pray for those that are listening to this podcast that they will put on the full armor of God as stated in Ephesians 6. Lord God, we bind and rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you, Father, to be with us, guide us and direct us in all that we say and do. And when we pray, Father, that we will plead the blood of Jesus, Father. When we pray, Father, we will put on the full armor of God. When we pray, we will fast, Father. We will ask for you to do for us what is your will to do, Lord. Not our will, but your will, Father. We love you and we praise you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, friends, we've come to the end of day 22's lesson. You've been listening to The Daily Bread. I'm Reverend Joseph Lee. This has been a ministry of Marketplace Evangelism Ministries, Incorporated. The book we're studying is 28 Days to Powerful Prayer, written by Dr. Dave Early, published in 2020 by Barber Publishing. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Take care and God bless.